This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it.
Today we're in conversation with Raj Naran, who is a career development educator and career development services teams leader at the CCDU. Now, you know, it is the season of graduation. Child, I myself am graduating end of July. Hala, la, yeah! Let me behave. So today we're talking about graduatedness. Welcome to The Main Switch.
Hello to all your listeners.
So let's get straight into it. I mean, let's start with defining what graduatedness is.
Right.
Yes.
When we talk of graduatedness, I think we're looking beyond just the academic program. And what we're talking about here is, yes, the academic program will develop students to become subject specialists in certain areas, but we want them to go beyond that, to actually try and be innovative and creative, to be problem solvers. We want them to be socially intelligent, digitally literate, and also responsible. And these are the qualities we're looking for. Beyond that, we're also looking at very good interpersonal skills and the ability to work within teams. Now, these are not always skills or attributes that one develops within the academic program. And students need to look beyond the academic program and to be active participants within their university communities and beyond. I think in a nutshell what I'm saying is students need to think beyond just themselves. They need to think in terms of team. They need to think in terms of organization. They need to think in terms of community. And these are the things we're looking at when we talk of graduateness.
So I like this conversation simply because it is graduation season, you know, and there are people who are still in varsity at this point. So how does one develop all these skills while they are in varsity?
Well, for starts, I think it's quite important for students to think in terms of, first of all, they have a career, they need to gain an understanding of the world, they need to expose themselves to situations that they're not comfortable in. And very often this means participating in an organization, and yes, you develop a group of friends or your social network on campus, but think in terms of what you're lacking, what you're short of, if you have to step out of that circle, if you have to go into a new group of people dealing with a new project, and having to present yourself and perhaps be creative and innovative within that situation. Now, this is not a one-size-fits-all solution. I think individuals need to reflect on what their own graduateness needs are and to look at programs or activities that they can participate in and also skills that they need to develop to be able to be more functional in those kinds of situations. This is ideally what we're looking at.
What would you say are some of the students' personal perceptions of life after varsity?
For many, I think, and this is a necessary need as well, I think the idea is to get out there, earn an income, establish yourself on a career path. But the world out there is very fluid at the moment. There is rapid change in terms of technology. And I think just learning things academically alone doesn't actually set oneself up for success in one's career or in life generally. So one needs to constantly think in terms of skills gaps, interpersonal skills gaps. Do I have the capacity to participate in a meeting where I have to shut my mouth and perhaps listen carefully more than speak? And those are attributes that one develops over time. But one needs to establish an awareness of what one's gaps are. And it is here that I think students need to think in terms of things that they can participate in. And I think to add to that also, something like interpersonal skills. You don't attend a 40-minute presentation and come out of there knowing yourself and what your gaps are and what your strengths are and what your learning needs are. These things take time, and you need to expose yourself to these situations over a time period. Think of different programs that you can get involved in, projects that you can add value to, and think in terms of, most importantly, taking responsibility for how you can add value in these different situations.
I mean, and this conversation seems like it's really preparing one for life after varsity, you know, for life when they actually start working. So I want to know, is it also possible to explore or develop these skills once you are in a workspace?
It is definitely possible to develop skills, you know, once one leaves varsity. But I think there are opportunities, I think, when a student is actually at varsity to actually do this. And some of the basic things that
you know, one of the most basic things that I think students can actually engage in. And this is a big gap because I think lots of students come to me at the counseling and 3 years unit, for example, and what they do is a week before the job interview, they then come to develop interview skills and to get to put tips and strategies on how they can cope within the interview situation. So developing that CV, I think, is the starting point, and then, of course, the interview skills. And the reason I raise these two things is because they are going to challenge you to think about your career path, your values, your goals, and how you present these to other people. So that, for me, is the starting point. And I think every student should really try their level best to participate in at least one program as they progress. Project one, community project, a club, a society, and this is what I'm looking at.
All right, and just before I let you go, Raj, would you say there's such a thing as a successful graduate? A successful graduate.
I think a successful graduate, I think, is the one that, first of all, succeeds in his academic program. That is a priority of a student when they're at university. But also tries to schedule things in such a way that they do have opportunities to participate in other activities. And some of these activities, and I'm looking at a broad range of things here, even a sports activity, I do not want to underplay this, will give you an enormous amount of opportunity to develop interpersonal skills, to develop leadership skills, to develop teamwork abilities, and these are all the things that I think students can participate in. If you're not a sports person, there are lots of other programs that you can participate in. Now, I know COVID has obviously impacted on this, but I think beyond that, one needs to think, yes, COVID has been a stumbling block, so how do I get around this? What can I do to actually actively participate? And you can act as a social advocate in various spaces. We've seen from the events of the last few days how important it is for us to have social awareness. We cannot allow ourselves to be divorced from that because it will impact on us in one way or another. And I've seen people get together in groups, participate, and, for example, organize themselves into groups that are cleaning up some of the mess that's going on to uplift their communities. And these are things that I think every student, every graduate who displays graduateness will actually see as a serious project for themselves.
We are talking all things graduateness. Raj, thank you so much for joining us. I think this is a really important conversation, and I think it'll help even those students who haven't graduated yet but are still studying.
Thank you.
This podcast was brought to you by Voice of Vids. By Voice of Vids. To hear more of our shows, tune in to 88.1 or streams by www.vofm.co.za.